This call is being recorded.
Wiggle your toes and your legs and come back into this room. Be one with all. I am Lady Nada. I hope that this was a wonderful trip for you and that you experienced healing of love, of wonder, of healing, and we hope that you were able to connect with that one who was there with you at all times, that one who is walking this path with you. We are so proud of all of this group. Nanda and I have taken this group to heart every Sunday. We and others are with you. We don't always speak, but we are here with you. We are here to share with you and to care with you and to help you along the path that you are walking. We know that there are so many things that you discussed in the group today. We are only going to address that you have walked past that finish line. These people in this group, all of you, have walked through the finish line and are waiting for others to catch up at this point in time. You continue to hear, if you read the news, that the cabal is here or they are not here, and all of the trouble around the world that seems to be rising up, you can take heart knowing that this group is in an area of feeling and seeing clearly. There are so many around the planet who continue to stir up troubles, or they think they are stirring up troubles, but in fact, the troubles are gone. You are in your new plane. You are in your new existence. And those of you who will be joining us with the advance will learn of this more and more and have opportunities to see clearly and to hear clearly and to know exactly who it is that shares with you on a regular basis. We are pleased and proud that so many come here from so many different sites and give this group a chance to share and to care. We are going to say that it is time to keep on keeping on. Know that this is your time, my friends. This is your time to shine. And it may feel like you are at the end of your rope sometimes. But know that this rope is that which is marking the end of the line for you and helping you to go back and help others and come back to this point in finishing. We give you our love and our blessings. Thank you.
Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here with you to take you the next step here. And we would say to you at this time, or rather ask a question of you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? Really ready here? Cynthia, you have heard this term, this question before, have you not?
Yes.
Long time ago, when we say, are you ready to jump off precipice? And you look at us and wonder, what is he talking about? What do they mean, precipice? You know now what we spoke of, though.
Yes.
And we continue to speak, not in that terminology, but now we speak in terms of transition and ascension and all of these wonderful things. it is happening now. It is in the moment now. It is not in the future. It is not in the past. It is in the moment directly right now. You are transitioning at this very moment as we speak here. You are transitioning into the next greater part of you. That part of you that has always been there, you have just forgotten it. But you are going to remember more and more and more. You are going to begin to see things more and more that you have not seen before. This is going to open up greatly for you in the next, we would say, weeks and maybe even month here. But you are going to have some very fascinating experiences from your point of view. From our point of view, not so much, but from your point of view, they will be very fascinating, very exceptional. And you are going to have experience at the events. James does not know this yet. Susan does not know this yet. But you are going to have an experience that is going to be an awakening experience. This is not only for those that are there in person at the events, but also all of those that choose to participate over the phone as well. There is going to be a connection that is going to be created there. You will understand more of what we speak of when this occurs. Those of you that are not able to make this advance, do not feel like you are being left out or that you are not going to get your part of this, because you are. Just the idea that you are a part of this group, even if you are brand new to this group, you are not really new to it. You have been involved in this process, in this program, for a great long time, many, many lifetimes, many experiences, even before coming here to this planet. You have no idea yet how far you go back, how much you are at the greater level of yourself, but that is coming. You are going to all begin to remember this more and more. You are having dreams, you are having experiences within these dreams, and this is going to continue and grow greatly even beyond what you have been experiencing. More of you are going to begin to have what you call lucid dreaming. This is going to be exceptional, and you are going to have this more and more and more, and come to these groups and be able to share these experiences as well. It is wide open now, people. It is opening up in front of you. You just need to reach out, take hold, and go along with the ride here, okay? Do you have questions here now for one who serves? And Ashira is standing by now.
This is Tad. I have a question.
Yes.
When two realities collide, such as two membranes start to interact with each other, does that create the actual quantum event, or what we have alluded to in quantum physics as the Big Bang, quote unquote, or the creation event? What creates that event?
We're not going to speak in terms of what creates it, but we are going to speak in terms of what will occur as a result of this happening, as you are saying here. Not so much in the level that you are speaking, but there is the idea or the connection that is happening even now as we speak, where this is coming together. These forces are coming together, and they are creating not the Big Bang, as you are saying, but a facsimile of this, you might say. And this is the event, as you are talking about here. This is what is going to be the precursor of this, and the event or the experience from this happening, from this galactic pulse coming to the planet, is going to be somewhat, in you can say even here, as a Big Bang here on the Earth here. You see?
I understand. Thank you.
Sierra, anything to add here?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Very good. We do not want to get into quantum physics and very scientific types of things. This is not what we are here for. But we can give little bits of understanding for those of you to mostly understand that all of this revolves around vibration and frequency. And the vibration and frequency of this planet is changing drastically. within you first, because you are part of the planet. You are the world within yourself, the universe within yourself. And all of this is changing within you, and as it changes within you, being the collective you here we speak of, as it changes within you, it changes everything around you as well. And this can be considered, as you are saying, the Big Bang here, but more to your understanding here at this level. Okay?
Thank you.
Other questions here? I knew there was going to be a rather scientific question coming from this one. He was built up for this. He was gearing up for this from your earlier discussion as we find it here. Other questions here? Someone wants to ask a question now following that one.
I have a question again. This is Tad again. Can you allude to what creates higher energy fields within our spiritual bodies, our spiritual systems, our energy centers, chakras, if you want to call them that? What gives us these higher energy levels when our vibrations rise and it seems like we have tangible feeling all the way up our spine from base to crown? How can we stay in this vibration for longer periods of time, or without getting pulled back into an intellectual form of existence in this 3D reality, in order to help accelerate our quote unquote awakening or ascendance?
First of all, in order to accomplish what you are doing here, you need to get out of the idea of your intellectual self here. You need to move out of that and into the realm of spiritual understanding, more at the etheric and astral and mental levels. And your chakra system is continuing to move and rotate, if you will. And the faster it goes, the more you will have these types of experiences that we speak of. Of course, the Kundalini energy is involved here. And the Kundalini energy will be activated more and more as you are experiencing these higher vibration and frequency levels here. And the more that you go up in frequency, the more you will experience this Kundalini experience within you. You see, in the past, we could say here that ascension has been the Kundalini experience completing here. And this would be not the case here for you now, that you do not have to have the full Kundalini experience for this to occur. But it will happen at a semblance of understanding for many of you as it continues, as the energies continue to rise across the planet, and certainly when the event has occurred. Ashira, anything to add here?
Well, we agree. You got to the point of the event. Everyone, you are in a soup of vibrations. Vibrations all around you are coming in a very high level of frequency. And we know that there are things such as music, meditations, things that you are reading, children you are playing with, the times watching dogs barking at one another, all kinds of things that will raise your vibrations. But during this time until the event, it is a process of being in the higher vibrations and then experiencing life at the regular 3D level. Not quite that, it's pretty much gone, but, you know, at a lower level and then bouncing back up again. It is not something that you are doing wrong or doing right. You just are. You just are. And as you continue this growth that you are having along with everybody on this planet, you will eventually reach a time with the event where you are in that fifth dimensional presence. All right?
Thank you.
Yes.
Very good. Other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, this is Susan. I know I'm a light worker and a starseed, and I know I'm moving in the first wave of ascension, and I feel that it's somewhat important for me to be in Los Angeles right now as a light worker. But I don't, I I love nature. My issue is I don't have a daily meditation practice, but I do tune within in my own way. I ground myself on the earth. I love nature. I go to the trees. And I wanted to know if I could help facilitate my frequency raising and those around me more so if I was to really, really commit to a daily some type of a daily meditation practice every day.
Can certainly answer that, but Ashira, do you want to
start. Thank you so much. So is this something that you want to do or something that you think you should be doing?
It's something that I think I should be doing to help raise my frequency, but I feel my frequency is pretty high already. So I think it's something that I feel I'm told I should be doing, so I need help there with that.
I chuckle with this because Sananda was asked in his life as Yeshua about fasting and praying and doing all of those types of things, which make people more holy, more holy. And he's asked them, do you like it? Do you like fasting and praying and meditating and being on guard? And they said, no, but I think we should do it. And he said, don't do something you don't like. This is a time of quiet and meditation is a time for you to enjoy that aspect of your life. If that is for 2 minutes, if it's for 10 minutes or 20, whatever it is, if you have a regular regimen and you include it in everything that you do and you feel that you are in a good place, then that is perfectly sufficient. If you feel like you should be doing more, then do it. Make that time for yourself, and you may find yourself starting at 2 minutes and moving up into 8 and 10 and 15 minutes as you move along. But have it as a natural growth for yourself. You are in a good place with your vibration, and you will see that as you move forward and along this path, that it will open for you to be able to do more. But that may not be something now what you are doing. Okay?
Thank you.
He once told this one, James, that we meditate 24 hours a day. And he wondered about this. He looked at us or asked us, how can you do this? And he was thinking in terms of that the meditation is fundamentals, going through and sitting and crossing your legs and sitting there and oming and all of this type of thing for 24 hours. And you see that is not what you are supposed to do. You cannot do this. Your body, said from the Western end of things here, is not prepared for that. But you are prepared to be in meditation 24 hours a day, even during your sleep time, when you are just letting go, letting everything be what it is. And as you are out in nature, as you spoke of here, as the one who is asking this question, when you're out in nature, see the beauty that is there. Be in nature, be there, be in meditation, in that level that you are, that experience that you are in the very now that you are in it. And as you are having that experience, you are in a meditative mode here. So just let it be, let it go, go with the flow. All of this is part of this transition that you are moving through. And as you are moving through this transition, if you find the time or set aside the time to be more directly in a more formal meditation, certainly do so. But as Ashira has said, and as Yeshua said long ago, do not do anything you do not like. If you do not like it, what good is it going to be if you force yourself into it, you see? So just let it be, let it go, and everything will turn out exactly as it needs to, okay?
Very good. Blessings. Thank you so much.
Other questions here?
Yes.
Yes.
My name is Rudy. I'm curious, as a working as a body worker with a lot of different potential modalities, from off body to deep tissue, working with nerve plexuses to chakras, how it is that I can best be of service with so many options available and places to be of service.
The first thing of being of service is to want to be of service, to have the intention of being of service. You see, that is the difference here on this planet greatly, in that there is service to self and service to others. And many of you, even those of you here in this room, are still mostly within the service to self area. Even though you think about others and you love others and everything, it is still part of your programming, part of what you have come through, to be in that sense of service to self. But as you have the intention of creating healing for others, of assisting others in whatever way that might be, where you can be of service, then do so. Let it go. Be whatever it is in the moment. You see, in the moment is when healing occurs. In the moment is when energy transfer occurs. So just be there, and when the need arises, it will be there. The energy will be there to create whatever experience is needed at that time. You see?
Yes.
Ashira, anything to add here?
Well, we would add this, that when you are working on a variety of modalities with a variety of people in a variety of places, it sounds like, take the time between your clients to cleanse yourself. Have an opportunity to be done with one and close that energy, and then be able to be prepared for the next person and open yourself to that energy. You will find more and more people are going to be talking to you, talking through you. You will find that there are those who are around these other people who want you to share information with them. Be open to that. And as you move forward, that will be happening more and more and more. And so you are in a good place and you are doing a good job. And we praise you for what you have accomplished so far. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Other questions here?
I have a follow-on if no one does in terms of the closing of the energies that you brought up, Ashira. I do notice I have quite a bit of a tendency of working on the timing to have the space to give the appropriate ending and beginning, yet I still feel very often I'm taking on a lot more than is beneficial to me, ending with occlusion in the eyes, auras through the eyes, and quite a bit of an etheric headache, and have not found a solution to that in any sort of consistency.
Well, when we speak of closing and ending and beginning new ones, it sounds like you are experiencing taking on the symptoms or taking on the energy of those you are working on when you start with your new person. So we would say that basically you need to know that you are not the healer. You are allowing those energies to move through you. And as you allow those energies to move through you, you become less someone who will hold onto things. And you will allow these energies to heal your people remarkably. You are doing a good job, and that could be one thing that will help you as you remind yourself that you are not the healer. You're allowing these healing energies to move through. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Being the doorman is my mantra for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
As Yeshua said long ago, I of myself can do nothing, but it's the Father that doeth the works through me.
Yes.
So you are a channel. That is all you are. To understand this can be very helpful in assisting others in any kind of healing capacity here. Other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. This is Sue. I focus a great deal of my time on light and meditate with light, and most of this is for serving myself, for healing purposes. And the more I focus on light, I eventually become light, lose all sense of any perspective of being a human or being on Earth. And this occurred the other morning, early in the morning, and I felt myself traveling through several dimensions of light, and eventually found myself with a great deal of awareness of being with like swirling motions of light that had different hues to it that were absolutely beautiful and majestic. And I've been here before. In fact, I have to say it feels like home. I'm just wondering if and when I have these experiences for me, I'm so much more at peace when I'm back here in my life as a human. And, you know, the stress of my life that I have been experiencing is totally evaporated. And I am certain that healing does occur as well. But I'm wondering if you can, if you are willing or able, or can allow any kind of feedback about this incredible beingness of light with these colors that I'm well acquainted with, but don't really have any kind of, I suppose, intellectual understanding of what, where, who, why.
You do not necessarily need to have an intellectual understanding. This is where those of you do not like to use this terminology, but go wrong here. Because you are tending to stay within your programming at the three-dimensional understanding and three-dimensional levels here. And for you to have these types of experience, there needs to be a letting go process. If you stay within the intellectual mind, you will not have these experiences. So as you are having these experiences, let it go. Let your mind go. Let it be whatever it is. Experience. Have fun. Enjoy. See the light. Be the light. Experience the light in any colors, in any way that you want it to be or that you see it to be, and it will be that way, you see? So the more that you intellectualize the whole process, then you begin to diminish it, and it becomes much less than what it can be. You see, if you intellectualize yourself all the way to ascension, you will not have ascension. It is that simple, you see? It cannot be that way. You will not be able to go through the ascension process completely and stay within the three-dimensional intellectual mind. It is not possible. So at some point, more and more, and this is what these groups are all about, and all of the experiences that you are beginning to have is all about is letting go of all of the old programming and moving into the new understanding, or rather even not the new understanding, but the remembering of who you are. Okay? Ashira, anything to add here?
Wonderful answer. Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions here?
I have a question.
We could not go an entire time without you, Zita, speaking out here. Wonderful. Yes.
I know you missed me. Okay. I had a dream that is very complicated for me. And I was dreaming, and in the dream, I was with Ronald Reagan. And we were sitting next to one another, and we were holding each other's hand. He was holding with his left hand and my right hand, and there was a feeling of love between us. And there was a speaker up in the front. We were at a meeting of some kind, and he was speaking at the podium, but I never heard anything he said. But I knew that Ronald was worried. Oh, I've got to speak, he said, whether he said it or I read his mind. And so he was worried about what he was going to say. Well, he found a book some way, had a book in his hand, and he was looking through it, and he had a marker. He marked it. And I said to him, you don't need to prepare a speech. I said, you can just talk right off your mind or your cuff, I said. And he just kept smiling at me. He didn't say much. But the feeling of love between us, and I can't understand why it was Ronald Reagan or what's the meaning of that dream.
Yes, we will start with this, Rita. So if you thought of Ronald Reagan, what does he represent to you?
He always represented as a good man and love. And my husband and I were in politics, and we had him at our house with his wife Nancy for dinner because my husband campaigned for him. He was a good, he did the Father's will. That's what he said all the time. I try to do the Father's will. And I've always had a good feeling towards him, yes. But he represented me as a loving leader.
Okay, well, I wanted to just start with that because, you know, in that spot where he thinks of you as a loving leader, someone that you are fond of, someone that you have a relationship with, and you wanted to help him, and yet he didn't need that help. He was able to manage on his own. This is a wonderful dream for you because it's talking also about the part of you that is strong, that can come forward and give talks and be a part of things. So as we see it here, we would say, go forward, Rita. This is a great time. This is an introduction to you that says, you are going to be working with people, many different people, and this person is one who represents to you, as you said, a good man, and I think that it is the faith you have in the future, okay? One who serves.
Yes, and we would add here that this one, the Ronald Reagan, is the epitome for you as the leadership, a strong leadership. And it was not so much Ronald Reagan that was in your dream, but your own higher God self here. And this was the connection that you were having, and that there is that strong part of you, as Ashira has said, that is helping to guide you through all of this, including the idea that you would even attend this past advance that you did and receive the healings that you received there. This was all part of this and will continue to be a part of this as you move forward here.
Thank you so much. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Are there any further questions here? Do we need to release channel? But before we do, there is one more that is wanting to jump in here, as you probably already guessed, has his 2 cents to give here. One moment here. Padme Om, greetings to you.
Greetings.
No, it sounds just like the other one, but please understand that we are not the same. Not one and the same, but yeah, yes, actually we are one and the same, two and the same, whatever. Yeah. You understand what we are saying, we think. But please understand that as we are moving ahead here and going to experience a great deal of energies, you might say, at this next time you come together at your advance, it is going to be exceptional in many different ways. One thing you're going to have is a progression or a procession of many different beings that are going to come through. Many want to come in and say hello and experience the energies with you and help you to understand the energies that they are bringing in. So there will be many different ones that are going to assist you and be with you. That is the first part. The second part is when you are there, be there to have fun. Be there to enjoy yourselves. Yes, it is serious. Yes, there is much that is going to be happening. But let it go. Enjoy yourself. Know that it is a wonderful time. Everything is happening just as it needs to be. And we're going to have a great deal of fun. Okay, I am going to be with you, and I have all kinds of jokes lined up and everything, and we're going to have such a wonderful time, and I am looking forward to it greatly, as I look forward to each of these, but this next one, I have a bigger part in this next one, so mentally here. Okay?
Okay.
Shanti, peace be with you.
Right.
Thank you.
I am Ashira. It will be a fun time next weekend. We are glad to be able to be a part of it and to share with all of you, to take you out of this realm that you have been living into a higher frequency for an entire weekend, to share with one another, to share meals, to share intimate stories, to be with one another as one. We'll experience that in a way that you have never felt before. And we are striving to put together many, many different aspects to the weekend so that you will experience this oneness that is so important for all of mankind, all of humanity, to come into this movement that you are making into the fifth dimension. I am going to close with this. Give you my love and my light. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.